JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 84, The Weimar Republic.
After the First World War, Germany established a democratic government, the Democratic Parliamentary Government, and its headquarters was in the city of Weimar, and therefore it was called the Weimar Republic. Now, like all democratic governments, it is inefficient. It's subject to pressures from all groups. And therefore, for the German mentality, it, so to speak, didn't strike a responsive chord. Also, the Weimar Republic honored, at least in idea, if not indeed, the ideas and terms of the Versailles Treaty, which most Germans resented greatly. And the Weimar Republic also was a time of loose public morals. So the church opposed it. It was a time of decadence. Berlin was known as the most decadent city in Europe. It even surpassed Paris. All of that ran against the nature of the German people. And finally, the Weimar Republic was unable to keep order on the streets. The left, the communists, rioted regularly, and they were opposed by the Freikorps and by the right wing, and then later by the Nazis. Pitched battles, people were killed. The Germans love order. They don't like to see chaos. And because of that, the Weimar Republic lost its standing amongst the people. The ideas, democracy of a democratic republican government did not sink into the German masses. And they were looking for a messiah. They were looking for someone that would be able to save Germany, to give it, so to speak, its place in the sun. And the Weimar Republic could never do that. It never had that pizzazz. It never had that attraction. And then the president of Germany, von Hindenburg, who was an old man, an old Prussian general, even though he was a product of the Weimar Republic, they made him the president. He didn't like it. You're the president of a country run in a way that you don't like. And therefore, he was very ineffective. And eventually, he's the one that collapsed by giving Hitler power. Once Hitler came to power, Hindenburg died soon afterwards, but even if he would have lived, he would have been a non-entity anymore, because once Hitler came to power, it was only Hitler. The Weimar Republic was buried in the ash heap of history. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.